I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's not.
And welcome to another action-packed, hard-hitting episode of Who's Playing Who. I'm Adrian McMurray, alongside Tomo Yee, to review the great movie Pain and Gain. Tomo, how have you been?
I'm good, thanks, Adrian. It has been far too long, long overdue. It is great to be back in the interactive studio, and I'm excited to jump into this with you. How have you been?
Yeah, pretty well. It has been a while. I think we last recorded a podcast some months ago, reviewing another film involving The Rock, from memory.
Yep, Fast and Furious 6.
That's the one.
I believe it was. Yeah, we're slowly making our way back through all The Rock's movies, and we'll eventually get to Scorpion King. Our Mummy Returns. Was it the Mummy Returns. Yeah, we'll get there.
That's it. But we are talking Pain and Gain, probably almost available on DVD by now, really. So this is a one to keep in mind for the upcoming DVD Blu-ray release. But it was one we saw together, though, I might add. So that does enhance the quality of this review, I think. So I've got to say, it was a really bizarre movie, because all I saw going into it was, hey, The Rock and Mark Wahlberg, they're doing a film together called Pain and Gain. I think it's just going to be about them working out. Maybe they might go into a few modeling competitions, you know, those like Mr. Yep. Universe sort of things. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be awesome about, you know, being huge. But it was not the case.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, you see the trailer and you see Marky Mark just getting pumped in The Rock, you know, in the gym. And you think, oh, you know, you'd assume a Michael Bay movie with The Rock and Mark Wahlberg, there might be a little bit of action. But but you expect it to be a lot of banter, a lot of, you know, a lot of this and that. And there was, you know, you'd assume it'd be something like Bad Boys. And but, you know, it took a very dark turn. Really, really weirdly, it's a dark horror, a dark comedy.
Yeah,
would be one way to put it, and lightly based on a true story. And I gotta say, when that sentence is thrown out, I always question how much was based in reality and how much did they just tack on to the end and make it up themselves. But it was a very, very interesting movie, to say the least.
Reading some of the backstory I did after the film of the actual events, obviously that, you know, things were a bit different, but anyone that was going in to thinking that they were going to get a true depiction by Michael Bay of the events, well, they were getting sorely mistaken, because I don't think that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, full spoiler alert, it has been probably, you know, 4 months since the movie has been out, so if you haven't seen it yet, we're sorry. But I mean, there are a couple of scenes that jump to mind that really push the boundaries as far as based on a true story go. I'm going to run through them with you now, Adrian. Mm. The first one was, in no particular order, is The Rock getting his toe shot off.
Yeah. Oh, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that was disgusting. The other thing that was disgusting is the fact that he had the time. He's getting shot at by the police, I'm pretty sure. He's trying to rob an armed vehicle by himself. And he's running away, he's jumped into the water, he gets shot, his foot gets shot, he loses his toe in the water, he's getting shot into the water, bullets are going through the water past him, you know, it's that cool little graphic thing they do in movies. And he has the time of day to stop, look around in the ocean, which is, as far as I'm concerned, must be very dark, to find his little toe.
Yeah.
To put it, he has to look around for it, takes a good 4 or 5 seconds, he must have been shot. The Rock is like a 6'4", 6'6" man. He's a big target. He's just wearing all white in the movie, because that's what happens in the 90s. And he gets shot at, has the time of day to find his toe, and still make his escape. There's a scene where Anthony Mackie's character is, they've just killed this person, or they've cut off someone's hand. Can't remember exactly what happened. They killed someone. The point is they killed someone, they cut him up, and they're trying to dispose of the body, and Anthony Mack's character is trying to burn evidence away using a barbecue, except he's outside, and it turns out he's just grilling a hand.
Yeah. That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. The third thing that I really didn't really find believable, I thought was one of the funniest parts of the movie, is after Mark Wahlberg's character kills another character with a dumbbell, and then to calm down, him and The Rock sit down through a weight pumping session and just get some. And The Rock's just sitting there with his arms folded, being like, good, Good. I know it hurts, but it's good. It feels good. Good. And Marky Mark's just pumping iron to feel good. It's just unbelievable. Great movie.
It was. It was. Not one for the faint of heart, but if you're into Marky Mark, you're into The Rock, and you've got a bit of a twisted mind, or you're open to just, you know, random acts of violence,
yep.
Then this is the film for you. And I might also mention as well, it was great to hear Gangster's Paradise get a run at the end, and it has held up remarkably well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's a very iconic song, and trust someone like Michael Bay to, you know, really bring that cultural reference back in.
Interesting film. How would you rate it, Tomo? The five-star Tomo rating? How many Tomos does this one get?
The Tomos, I would say, you know, it had a lot of potential going in. I think, you know, you and me both would agree that a movie on this scale with these kinds of actors and the premise that was shown in the trailers, I thought it was going to be a lot funnier than what it was, and that's no disrespect to the movie. It's more of a just what I expected going in.
Hmm.
I would probably say, I don't like to give halves, so I'd probably say it'd be a 3.5, so I guess, you know, a 3 or a 4 Tomos. What about you? How many A-trains does it get?
I'll go with a 3. I like that you're not into halves, because that's just not what you do.
No. You know, you go all in or you go all out. So yeah, that's fine. I gotta say, and I don't know about you, but I just want to say, Michael Bay. It's funny reading interviews before this movie, because up until this point, I mean, the movie he'd shot before this, I think, was Transformers 3, Dark Side of the Moon, which was a massive billion-dollar blockbuster. It had flying robots and everything. And then I remember there was an interview after Transformers 3 being like, oh, so you're going to do Transformers 4? And it was before he'd announced he'd go back to Transformers. And he goes, no, I just want to do a small film, you know, a small character piece, you know, really get back to the roots of storytelling and working on my craft. That movie was Pain and Gain. That movie was not a small character piece at all. There were a lot of explosions and gunfire in that film.
Obviously, midway through filming, he's like, you know what, screw this. I'm just going back to doing what I do well.
Yeah, exactly. He probably got through day 34 of a shoot and was just like, oh, wait, we've still got $20 million to shoot this thing with? Oh, what is that? We called my TNT guy. It's yeah. Awesome stuff.
We're back, boys. Woo!
yeah, exactly. I also got to admit, though, Michael Bay is the king of shooting beautiful women on a movie screen. There is no comparison. No comparison at all. I mean, it happens in every movie. And rivaled only by the Fast and the Furious franchise, I would say.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah. I mean, the porn industry is ashamed of how he objectifies women. I mean, that's what I'll say.
Oh dear, yeah, you know, he does have it, and so often those moments in the film, just where sort of the camera like pans around whoever it is, they're often the most hilarious moments as well, because you know what's going to happen, you know,
it's funny,
yeah, and it just hangs a little too long, the camera, or not long enough, depending on.
That's good reason to.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, for sure. It's just great stuff.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. People can bag on him all he wants, but the man. You know, he brings out hit movie after hit movie, and it will happen again. I mean, Transformers 4 will be a big hit, and assuming if the rumors are true, Bad Boys 3 will be a big hit if that ever comes to fruition.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? Oh, unreal.
Oh, Will Smith needs a hit after the atrocity that After Earth was.
did not see that one. Anyway, I think that'll do us now for our review of Pain and Gain. Thank you very much, Tomo, for your time, and always great to chat and review films. I guess we don't do sports that much anymore, but, you know, sporadic film reviews, that's our thing now.
I mean, always a pleasure, Adrian. Thank you for having me on, and it's always fun to have a talk to you and to record one of these things. I will say, you know, sporting-related-wise, Pain and Gain, it is weightlifting.
Yeah, true.
It is gymming.
Yeah.
Some would say the greatest sport of all, indeed. The body. Yeah.
That's deep.
And there's also a lot of running in that movie.
True. Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch out for the cops.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That'll do us. Thanks very much for listening. We don't know when we'll be back again, but keep an eye out, and you never know. We might review another film again soon.
Probably when The Rock's next movie comes out.
That's it.
2014, Fast and the Furious 7.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
the way I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know.